For Tanya we learned like this. Hare shohoyo chamorov upoyalov etunim tyrus. You have chamorov means your people that drive your donkeys for you, or poalov stam your workers, and Mashi says the amorites, that they are carrying for you your tyrus. You have tyrus. Trashi gunyayin bechovius shocheris. They're carrying your wine for you in an earthly keli. Veinenin legas betoichon. They're not touching what's inside. Uklicheris einem etam megaboy. The loch of a klicheris is an earthly kli. It's not makabel tum if you touch it from the outside. Only if you touch it from the inside. So therefore you have your workers, the amaratzim. They're carrying the barrels. But as long as they do not put the hands inside the wine, it's still torn. So the Bryce says like this, that afa pish hiflag mehen, yoysem imil, even though you went away from them more than a mil, like you're not watching them, still tyros of tyros. You should know your tyros, you like truma, in this barrel of wine, is still tor. V'yimomalhem, let's say you told them, lechu, you go down the road. Vani ovi achreichem, I'll go after you. In other words, you come out like telling them, you're not going to be with them. Is kivin shenis almo ein of mehen, as long as they went far away, that you cannot see them anymore, then we say tyros of Timaeus. Then we have to be afraid, no, maybe they touched it, and your tyros takara tomei. So Parshat Rashi says the chiluk that on the reisha, you did not tell them that you're going away, so therefore they're afraid that you're always going to watch them, and therefore they do watch it. So you see wine that's biyad chaver, it's in your parlim, if your worker's hands, is considered watched. But since they think that you're watching it, you could watch something that's in somebody else's hand. So you see, it's called a good shmira. So Gemara asks Nostam, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference? So Rashi says, really, you shouldn't be goristic, because we understand the very good difference. In the Reisha, you didn't tell them you're going away, so they were afraid. It's called you're watching them. And the Seifa, you told them you're going away, they're not afraid. So Rashi says not to be goristic, but if you want to be goristic, the kashra is like in the Reisha. If you're telling me now that is something biyad chaveru, you can't watch, here we see now that the balabos could watch his wine, even though it's biyad poelov, it's in his worker's hands. So Gemara says, Om Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Reisha b'metaya chamorov upoelov lakach. Like Rashi said, the Teretz is that really something that's in your friend's hand, a person doesn't watch. If you had to watch it, it wouldn't be good. Here we're talking about these workers that you have, even though they're Amorites, before you took them to work to carry this wine, you made sure they went to the mikveh. So you made sure your workers are tor. That's why in the Reisha it's tor. There is not the pshat you have to watch it, but they themselves are tor. That's the Slosh. I'm Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Reisha at the beginning we're talking about, b'metaya chamorah v'opoya liv lokach, that before you took these workers, you made sure they're tor. That's why it's tor. That's the case, Sefer Nami. Obviously, the Sefer also, that the same workers, the workers are Tor, so what do I care if you tell them you're going to go? You're not going to be here. Why do we say it becomes Tommy now? Even if they touch the wine, still it should be Tor, because they went to the mikvah. So Gemara says like this, Ein amoretz makbid al magoy chaveri. The pshat is true. They themselves are Tor. But since they're an amoretz, they don't care if somebody else touches the wine. So therefore, in the Sefer that you said go, and like they think you're not around anymore, so when you can't see them anymore, they're not afraid to let somebody else come and touch it. So even though they are Tor, we have to be afraid, maybe they let their friend touch it. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, Reisha Nami, the Reisha also should be afraid, even though they're Tor, maybe they let their friends touch it. So Gemara says, Bebolehem Derech Aklaksun. And Rashi says it means that you're going on the side road, and any second you could pop up. So in other words, they're afraid. Like Rashi says, "Kashiyachu lovulam pislim." They're chaglaksan shleivina hukach techiliminei. They're always afraid. They think you're right next by, right next door, even though they can't see you. But they think any second you could come in to check on them. Therefore, in the Reisha, for they themselves to touch it, we're not afraid. They're Torah. Either let maybe their friend touch it, they're afraid to let their friend touch it because they know you could come in and watch any second. For the Umari Hochi Sefer Nami, the Sefer also, let's say they're afraid not to let anybody else touch it. That's the terrorists know. Kivin the Yomalhu. Luchu, since you told him, you go ahead. Vani Ovi Achrechem, I'll come after you. Is Mesach Samche Datayu. Is Mismach Samche Datayu. Means like they're at ease right now, they don't care. As they think that you won't see, So therefore, they're at ease. They don't have your. They're not afraid of you. Therefore, we have to be afraid. Maybe they're going to let their friends touch it, and their friends are amaratzim that are tummy. Therefore, the chav yis is tummy. But einachanami, we're back to the original site. We said the chazaka could be true that if you have your chveitz in somebody else's hands, your shmiru doesn't help. A person chazaka, a person doesn't watch what's biyad chaveron. But hadron alecha ein dorshin.
There are certain chumras that truma has, that kodesh, kochim, has more than truma. Now this kodesh is lavdavka kochim amish, even chulin that nasu ataras kodesh. Anything that has something like kodesh on it is more chum, more stricter than regular truma. What does that mean? Shematvilim kelim b'tar kelim l'truma. If you have two kelim that are tamei, and you want to put them into the mikvah to become Torah, so you're allowed to put one into the other, like you have a glass and a pot, you're allowed to put the glass inside the pot, and be tayvul them together. That's good for hilchos truma. That means afterwards, if you want to put only truma into these kelim, the kelim are Torah for truma. Avolor l'kodesh. But if we want to use it afterwards to store kodshim in it, that's no good. Then we're afraid maybe the shas tefillah, the inside kli was like too much down on the outer kli, and it made a chatzitza there that the water did not get in and touch the kli in between. Therefore, really both of them are tummy. So that's only a chumr mit rabbonin. So we're machme filchus kodshim and not filchus truma. Rashi says shematvilin kli b'tar kli shashneim tameim. Case you had two kelim that were tummy, a jar and a pot. So you could put one inside the other and be table them the way they are together in the mikvah. Avoloi lakodesh, one more first time, we'll explain why. We're afraid that touching one another in that place, the water won't get there. Right? Achurayim, the back of the kli, the toich, the inside of the kli, obeisat svita, that's another part of the kli, like that's the handle, where you can put your hand, sometimes there's an indention inside the kli, where you can stick your hand in it to catch the kli. So there's like three different parts to the kli. There's the outside of the kli, there's the inside of the kli, and then there's an indention inside the middle of the kli where you can grab a hold of it with your fingers. So halacha is bitruma avolay bakodesh. Each one will look like a separate kli negeyat ilchus truma. That means if one became tamei, only that's tamei, not the other. If the inside became tamei, only the inside, not the outside. That's the way we know for truma. Avoloi b'kodesh. Now, to kochim, if any one of these three parts was makabel tumah, automatically we say the whole kli is tummy. Like Rashi says, achurayim b'toichu beisat svitel truma. Kli horuya l'shtamesh, there's a kli that you could use it b'toichu inside it. Or miachura, you could also use the outside of the kli. Or beis svitosoi kol tashmish v'tashmish shaboy. That means beis svitos. We'll see in the Gemara the place where you grab a hold of it. There's like a hole there that you grab a hold of it there. So we say, kol tashmish v'tashmish shaboy, choshev kli bifnei yatzmai. Every part of the kli that you could use is called like a separate use, and each part is called like a separate kli by itself. Linyan truma. That means, shem nitmozeh, le nitmozeh, if sheretz touch the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. Uve tumas de rabbonin kum forsh b'gemorah. We're only talking about a tumah de rabbonin. And midirai savad is no chilik. So we say when tumah touches the kli, automatically the whole kli is tummy. But on tumah is the rabbanan. The rabbanan made these kulis that negate to truma. Whatever the sheretz touched, that's part of the kli is tummy. The other part is not. Avoloi lakodesh. That's Rashi. Shem nitma echad mehen kulan tulam tamal lakodesh. If any one of this part of the kli is came tummy, negate to kachim, the whole thing is tummy. Says again, there's another chumra of kachim over truma. Another chumr is hanoisayas hamedrus. If somebody is carrying on top of him a kli that has tumas medrus, let's say a blanket that a zav or a nida sat on, so it has tumas medrus, it's an avatuma. Now you're carrying it on your shoulders. Noisayas hatruma. You're also allowed to carry truma on the other shoulder. And like we're not afraid that maybe the blanket will go inside the kli that's carrying the truma and it'll be matama the truma. We're not afraid. Avoloyas hakodesh. But when you're carrying kodshim, then you can't have, you can't be carrying on your shoulders these two things, this pillow that has tumas medrus on it, and next to it, even though it's not touching, you can't carry kodshim, because we're afraid as a chumra, maybe one will touch the other. Rashi, Hanois says a medrash, Manel Shozav. Let's say you're carrying a shoe that belongs to a Zav. So he's Matama the shoe. As Nois says a Truma, Bechovius, you can carry on the shoulders also a barrel of wine, even though the wine is Truma. Shein and Nageya Biavira. Because the way it is right now, the shoe is not touching the inside of the barrel. Therefore, it's not Matama the wine, it's okay. But for Kachim, we're afraid maybe one will touch the other. And therefore, for Kachim, there's this chumrah, he can't carry one next to the other. Now, big day, oichle truma, medrish la kodesh. Now, uadin begodim, that a kohen wears, even though the kohen eats truma. So he's makbid a certain amount to keep himself tor, because you can't eat truma when you're tameh, you're not allowed to be matama the truma. So even though the kohen watches his clothing, it shouldn't become tameh like a tor, that's not enough shmirah ol kodesh. Some of the kohen that wants to eat kodeshim, he has to watch himself much more. So the begodim for regular kohen is like tameh for this kohen that wants to eat kodeshim. Then the Mishnah goes on to another cloud now. Loike midas ha-kodesh, midas ha-truma. These are like another thing. There are other halachas that there's difference between Hilchas Kodshim and Hilchas Truma. Sheva Kodesh, Negeyat Kodshim, Matir, Umenagev, Umatzel. If you have a kli that became tummy, and you want to put it into the mikveh now, to make it Torah that you'll be able to use to touch Kodshim with, so if it has a knot in the kli, you have to make sure first Matir, first untie the knot in the kli. Omanagiv, make sure that whatever it is, a towel, is completely dry before you put it into the mikvah. Umatfil, then you put it into the mikvah. This is a chumrah you have to be knowing by kachim. So yachakach, and then after you take it out of the mikvah, then kosher, then tie it back again the way it was before. Over truma, mashenka and negate the truma. If you only want to use this towel now to touch truma with later, then we say kosher, even the chachil you're allowed to make a knot in the towel. Now, for Shetzer, we're talking about a knot that's not that tight, that's really going to stop the water from coming in. So really, with the rice, it's called a good tefillah. It's only a special chumah for kodshim not to have any knots at all. But for truma, you're allowed to have a knot there, and even if you want to, lechatchila kosher, go and make a knot if you want to. The yachakach matzil, and then you're allowed to be toivel. Trashi loike midas hakodesh, v'chatzitzas tefilosoy midas hatruma. Now we're talking about Hilchas Chatzitza, that when you toivel the kelim, it depends for what purpose you want to use them. If you want to use them for truma, you want to use them for kachim. Shabbat Kodesh, im yesh beged tomei, ovo lat viloi. You have a towel that's tomei, and you want to toivel it now to make it tor to be able to use with kachim. Im kosher hu, if it's a knot in the towel, mater es kishroi. You have to untie the knot. Mishum de domen lechatzitza. It looks like a chatzitza. Even though it's not that tight, and for sure the water goes through the towel through and through, still it looks like a chatzitza for kachim. There's a chumrah you have to untie the knot first. Or menagiv, another chumrah. Imlachu, let's say this towel is a little bit wet. Menagvoy tchila, you have to dry it off first. V'yachakach matviloi. V'chozeh mishun d'domen l'chatzitzu. We'll see in the Gemara. If it's a little bit wet, we're afraid it gets cracks there like, and maybe it'll be such a big crack, the mikveh water won't get into it. So you have to make sure it's totally dry, the kli, and then you can put it into the mikveh. But this is only for kachim. But over truma, if you only want to use this towel now to use truma with, im rotzel kosher kosher, if you want, you could even make a nat l'chatrila. V'yachakach matul. And then you can be toivlet. So this is a chumra by kachim and not by truma. Another chumra for Hilchas Chatzitza is, Hakli, the kelim hanigmorim b'tayro tzrichen tefilu lakodesh avolay latruma. This is not hilchas chatzitza, it's stam halacham. That if you have a kli that after it's nigmura, after it's finished making, from then on the owner or whoever made it watched it, it remains tor. Like you know, from then on it wasn't mekabel tuma, it's okay. For truma, it's okay. You don't have to be toivlet again. Mashenke for kachim, it's not enough. Still, you have to be toivlet. Again, kelim hanigmorim b'tayra. That means while you're making the kli posh, it's not fixed yet, it's not called the kli, it can't be makabel tumah. You don't have to watch it. But once you're finished making the kli, now it's called the kli, it could be makabel tumah. So by the time when it was finished, even if you watched it not to become tumay, still negay to kachim, if you want to use this pot now to cook up kachim with, you have to put into the mikveh first. Avolele truma, for truma not. So Rashi says, Tzrichim tefilu l'akodesh. The Gemara Meforish Taima. Gemara will explain why. We'll see. We're afraid the spit is from a Zav. Touch went on it before. And after we got finished, the spit is still on it. That's what we're afraid of. So therefore, maybe it's still Tami. Vaitam. Hakli mitzaref masha b'teichel ha-kodesh. Avolei l'truma. A chumra. That if you have a kli, a pot, and there's a lot of food, let's say, in the pot, so even though each food is separate, there's a bunch of apples there, so really if a sheretz touches one apple, really what should be is only that one apple is tamei. And nogeya to oichel, oichel is not matam oichel. For we say a chumra by kochim, that since it's in one pot, the pot makes like one big food, and therefore if the sheretz, whatever it is, touches only one apple, all the apples are tamei. That's called hakli mitzaref ma'asher b'toichai. Whatever's inside the kli becomes like one thing, and since whatever touched it made a tamei, a sheretz, the whole thing is tamei. Like kodesh, that's only a chumra by kochim, avolem truma. By truma you don't say that. If you have 10 apples in the pot, and a sheretz touched one of them, only that one apple is tamei, and the other ones are tor. Trash hakli mitzaref ma'asher b'toichai, oichlim chatichas harbe b'kli echad. You have a lot of pieces of food in one pot. V'noga tomei v'yechemim. And a tomei touched one of them. Is hakli mitzaref v'lios kulon chaticha achas v'nitma kulon. We look as if it's all one big piece, and it's all tomei. Avolei b'truma. By truma we say no. Eloi say sh'noga bo hevi rishon. The one that touches a rishon. V'nagaz bo hevi shniya. The second one is a sheni. A rishon makes a sheni. V'nagaz b'shniya shlishis. V'yashat teres. By truma, the third one is posel. It itself is tamei, but it's not matamei fourth one. So the gayat to truma, only the first three are no good. The rest of them are okay. Vaita, harivii ba'kodesh posel. The hilchos kochim a shlishi makes revi. Like the same case before, if you have four pieces of meat, so if one piece becomes tamei, it touches the next piece and makes it a sheni. A sheni makes a shlishi. And the shlishi makes a revi, the fourth one is posel, it itself is tamei, but it's not matami, fifth one. That's called posel. Now that's the last one. The ashlishi batruma. By truma, it only goes for a shlishi. Of a sheni latuma touches truma, it makes it for shlishi, but it's posel there, it stops there. The shlishi does not make a revi. Uva truma im nitmas achas miyodov chaver te Torah. The geat ilchas truma, let's say your hands became tamei. One hand only, with a tumma de rabbonin. So lachris, you have to be wash that one hand. That's all, but the other end is still torn. Mashenkin of akodesh matful shteim. By kochim, there's a chumra that even if only one hand became tummy with a tumma de rabbonin, you automatically have to wash or be toivel both hands. Drashi. Here the tumma Rashi says, the rabbonin she'ena metame elo yadayim lo yasaguf. In the case that it's only mitame your hands and not your body, so for truma, that one hand you have to wash and not the other one. But by kochim, we'll see matzvul shteim. You have to be toivel both of them, mashma, put them both in the mikveh. Who will see in the Gemara? He says, shayad mitame es chaverta v'kodesh, avaloi v'truma. That's the klal. One hand automatically is mitame the other one by kochim, that you have to walk clean with toivel both hands. But by truma, no. By truma, the one hand that's tummy is tummy, the other one is okay, is tor. Oichlin oichlim neguvim biyodayim mezuavois betruma. You're allowed to eat food. Oichlin oichlim neguvim. You have food that's dried. Dried food you're allowed to eat biyodayim mezuavois, even though your hands are tamei, betruma. By truma it's okay. Trash neguvim means shoy neguvim mi mehem shloy huchshu letuma miyolim. Means if you have fruit that was never huchshu, means you pulled off the apple today and you watched it, that water never went on this fruit yet. So since water was not machshirit, it can't be mekabel tuma. So even if a sheretz touches the food, it doesn't become tummy. And so first there's some water on the apple. So if you have these apples that were dried from the time it was taken off the tree, that means it has no hechshir mekabel tuma. His halacha is, if it's truma, you're allowed to touch them with your hands that are tummy. If your dayim mezuah voice means if your hands are tummy, you're allowed to touch these food, because you can't be metama the food, the truma, it's not hechshir mekabel tuma. Rashi says, "V'dayim mezuavos min shniyas l'truma." The case that usually your hands has a din tuma shniyah on it. The chivon lehuchshru lemifsalo. Since the apples or whatever the truma is was never touched by water yet, it's not huchshu kabel tuma. It remains tor. Avoloi ba'kodesh. By kodesh you can't do that. Even though the kodesh is dry, it never had a huchshu kabel tuma. We see in the Gemara the loch of chibas ha'kodesh is machshirosin. The fact that it has a din kutshim on it, that itself gives it a hechsh l'kabel tuma. Even though water never went on the food, but as long as this food has kedushas kutshim on it, it's called chibas kutshim, it's hechsh l'kabel tuma. The chiba, the chshivas, the dinim of kutshim, makes it that it could be mekabel tuma even without water. Therefore, you can't touch kutshim even though it never had it in contact with water.